This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, this just crossed my feed. And I'm all upset.
Uh-oh. What was it?
No. We'll figure this out at a later date, because I do think some of this stuff should happen, but I keep seeing Matt Nahagian's face pop in and out of the door in there. Don't dismiss it. He's the boss, Lucas. He's your boss.
Done for the day, going home.
Of course. What took him so long?
Drive safe, boss.
Anyway, 12 minutes ago, before he decided to be done for the day.
Oh, did he send a tweet?
3 o'clock, he did send a tweet. He always sends a tweet. You don't ever have to ask if Matt sent a tweet. Matt sent a tweet.
Since he sent that tweet, how many more has he sent?
Oh, that's a good question.
Two more?
Let me look. This is the most recent tweet.
Wow. Well, one is coming. He's typing it out currently.
Well, he's quote tweeting something from Sports Radio WIP. That's in Philly.
Yep.
And Matt has some professional roots in Philly. And so from WIP, you got one of the hosts out there pitching, and they're playing softball or baseball or whatever they're doing. So Matt writes, got me to thinking, which host is the best athlete here on 95.7 The Game? And then he lists a bunch of different sports and lists who the best athlete is for each one of those. And I think what he meant to do was, like, clearly I'm going to name all six of the hosts, and then that way everybody feels included, but it's wildly inaccurate.
Okay.
And I, first of all, I'm bothered that you're not on there, because he's got Steiny here winning a free throw contest, and I'm talking to the two-time knockout champ. We've only had two times, and he's won them both. Steiny talks during the knockout tournament. He doesn't even participate, and we're giving him the free throw shooting contest, which, by the way, Matt, is not a sport. That's not a sport. You just made up a sport so that the 60-year-old could feel included.
He gave Goo basketball, but he gave Steiny the free throw contest.
Right. So Guru wins basketball, which is unproven at best, although I know Guru once upon a time scored on me when I didn't know that we were playing. But other than that, there's that. Butcher Boy baseball, that's probably true. He gives Spadoni swimming. I don't know anything about this. Like, is that a thing? Does Joe swim?
He made it up.
He just made that up. He's like, I got to make something up for Spadoni.
He's like, well, it's not basketball. It's not baseball. It's not football.
Let's put him in the pool. Just throw him in the pool. See what happens. Okay? Then he gives me golf, which, fine, like, maybe.
That's probably right,
On
right?
any given day, though, like Steiny and Shasky, like, whatever, same bucket. And then, yeah, I'm going to give him a stray because he's not here. Dan Dibley could win at nothing. Okay? It doesn't mean, I'm not talking about what he used to be able to do.
Currently.
Dan Dibley can barely walk. He said so when he called the other day.
He's on crutches.
He gave Dan Dibley tennis. Dan could not get a game on me in tennis. He can't walk. So now I just like, yes, I'm throwing the gauntlet down. Let's do all of this.
I know.
Let's do all of it.
I know, and Nahigians is doing this based off the 6 full-time hosts of every day. I would wipe the floor with everybody here on tennis, by the way. Everybody.
Granted.
Uh-huh.
And I used to be able to do some things on tennis. I haven't picked up a tennis racket in a decade. My dad and I used to play all the time. But yeah, you would kill me now. You would kill. I'm 50. You'd kill me. But like, what are we doing? You're throwing Spadoni in the pool. You're making up sports for Steiny. And the fact that you're acknowledging Dan Dibley, the athlete, is just like, it's erroneous. You have to give him golf. It's the only thing he can play at this point.
What sport would you give yourself?
What sport would I give myself? I mean, golf is not inaccurate. Golf is not inaccurate.
What other one do you think you could compete with everybody else in? You'd have a chance to be the best at.
I don't believe football was mentioned in this list.
I mean, how do you...
Football's hard. Best quarterback?
Play? Yeah, exactly.
Best defensive tackle?
Like, everybody needs teammates. You can't just go play football. Like, oh, I beat you at football. Like, what does that even mean? One-on-one football, that's what I do with my 11-year-old.
Field goal kicking?
I used to... Yeah, I mean, probably not anymore. I haven't tried that. How long has it been since you tried to kick a field goal?
A couple years.
Yeah, long time.
Punt, pass, kick? That's
and
a thing.
And by the way, when we kick field goals out here on real earth, when we kick field goals, they're not actually field goals. Nobody's bringing a holder to the park with them so that they...
You go with a friend, and the friend holds for you, and you hold for them.
Stick it on a tee. And that's not a field goal.
No, a friend holds the ball for you like a holder does, and then you hold it for them.
Okay. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have someone that you can go be a hold, like most friends that I know, or at least if I bring my sons out there, it's like, here, hold this for me. And then they let go too early because they're afraid that you're going to kick their finger.
We just go throw the football around, and then we're like, hey, you know what would be fun? Let's see if we can make a 30-yard field goal.
I mean, what other sports would even make sense in this conversation? I'm a decent basketball player, but like that's an injury if we're really like, you know what I mean? So yeah, Grandy, like you'd probably beat me in basketball now.
I'd like to think I could.
I think you probably could. You know, let's do some softball games. Let's play softball. Let's go.
I did that one time. Let's do it again.
I just played softball over the weekend of July 4th. I'm in some plays.
What about who?
In some plays.
Who would be the best volleyball player?
Oh, that one. That's a no from me, dog.
Goo would claim it.
Yeah, claim it.
Goo would claim all of these.
Of course he would. Part of the reason I'm doing this is because I know he's in the car listening. Probably just drove off the road. He's so ticked off at what I just said.
I don't know if he's driving. I think he and Evan were going to grab something before they headed over to the ballpark.
Hopefully they didn't bring AirPods. That's right. They're on their way to the yard. I forgot. Anyway, yeah, let's do all this. Let's just make up sports for people. You know what I mean? I tell you what, if we're going to make up sport here, I could grocery shop everybody under the table. How about that? I could do that. Better and faster and cheaper than everybody else here. Take that. I mean, if we're going to call a free throw contest as a sport, then let's make all these things sports.
All right.
We can do anything.
Let's do it. I'm up for a competition. Doesn't matter what it is.
Putting contest.
I would not win that.
I'd do okay. Now, that's something Dibs could win. Dibs good putter because he putts anytime he's within 30 yards of the green. And you think I'm kidding. I'm not. Anyway.
I can putt all right. I'm bad off the tee.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do this. I want to see Joe Spadone swim. That's what I want to see.
I do think he played water polo in high school.
Yeah, might have. Yeah. Strapping young man. I have no reason to think that this is not something he could do.
Text line, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line says, what about bowling? Maybe we could give Dibs bowling. The 510.
I wonder if he could even get up to the lane without falling. That ball
oh, man.
It's heavy.
You'd be real mean.
He's off balance. I'm just saying. I mean, you guys are laughing because you know I'm right.
Maybe darts?
Okay. Is that a sport?
ESPN 8 The Ocho would say yes.
I mean, listen, I guarantee you there's a lot of people out there when I'm like, oh, I can beat people in golf. They don't think golf is a sport.
That's ridiculous if people don't think golf is a sport.
Golf is a sport.
That is absolutely and wild.
Here's where you could get people. Are golfers athletes?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you.
Of course.
I agree with you.
But some of them less athletic than others, but yes, they're athletes.
When I look at John Daly, I'm like, that is an athlete.
That is peak male performance there.
Yeah. Drag another cigarette. That's an athlete.
Also makes it more impressive.
No doubt.
That you could be as good as him while looking like that.
You brought up bowling. All bowlers look like John Daly, pretty much.
Some of them.
Most of them. Anyway. Yeah, let's do this. Let's find out.
I'm in.
And then, by the way, it's got to be an aggregation sensation. It's going to be an aggregate of everything wins. Because if that's...
A strike to claim it. And he got it!
Yeah!
Right.
Are you kidding me? That's right. Who do you think you are? I am. Damn it right.
Is that bowling trash talk?
What's his name?
It's incredible.
It's Pete Weber, the GOAT.
Pete Weber. Who do you think you are? I am. It's the best line in American sports.
Do you have the Korean call of that? You know? Okay. We have the Korean call of Patrick Bailey. Actually, I hit the wrong one. That was a call of Joe Spadone's high school swim meet. And he won.
Sounds electric.
Yeah, man. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line having some fun with this. Is Joey Chestnut an athlete?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Why?
Competitive eating is a sport.
But only because they've told you it is.
It's a sport.
How so?
Because you're competing against other people.
Well,
and you
compete against other people in anything.
It's a sport.
I could race you to the restroom right now. Is that a sport?
He won a belt. It's an official competition.
Right, but again, that's because they said so.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody built, right? What is the athletic movement? You're sitting at a table. What's the is poker a sport? You're competing.
No, poker is a game.
Okay. I mean, I'm not even disagreeing with you. I don't even know.
The difference between game and sport is there's some form of physical exertion, and while maybe...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's gross to admit it. There is a lot of physical exertion involved in competitive eating.
I still want to know when the documentary is going to come out that follows these people for the next 48 hours.
I do not want to watch that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
No, that's gross.
So is the event itself. You look at the people sweating while they're dunking hot dogs in water and then shoving
them
in the sides of their mouths.
There's nothing more American than that.
My God.
I was locked in for every 10 minutes of that.
You want to talk about locked in? Let's welcome in here on the River Islands guest line my friend Greg Bergman, who is with ESPN Los Angeles, handles a lot of their Dodger coverage. Greg and I have known one another for years, but we don't talk a lot. And part of the reason is that he wears a Dodger hat and I wear a Giants hat. And so it's very, very prickly. And but anyway, we figured today was the day. So, Greg, how have you been and how's the 6-game losing streak going?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. And that 6-game losing streak is nothing. Nothing to worry about at all. That's still 5 games over you guys. And by the way, real fast, the hot dog eating contest is disgusting. There's no reason to watch any of that.
Yeah.
It's awful.
See?
It's awful.
See, Dodger
no
fans are un-American. I told you. No, I mean, Greg, actually, I kind of agree with you. But I got looped in. Where were you guys for this year? Because I did that for a week. Dibs always wants to, like, let's get Joey Chestnut on. And I'm like, you can talk to him. I'm grossed out by the whole thing. But I ended up at my family's house for July 4th, and my brother-in-law couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to turn that thing on. So I ended up watching. Did you watch, Greg?
No, I didn't even turn on for 1 second because I have no interest in seeing somebody, as you were saying before, dip hot dogs in water and eat 65 of them or whatever number it was. To me, it's gross, man. I can't watch it. I can't.
As a Dodger fan, what if they actually deferred the hot dogs? Would you then watch? Because right. I know that's the way you guys like to do things.
Hey, don't be upset with the deferrals. I mean, we have Shohei Ohtani for $2 million, so I'm happy about the whole thing. Doesn't matter to me.
Greg, you shook off the 6-game losing streak, but you mentioned Ohtani. You've got Betts, you've got Freeman, you've got great hitters all over the place. You got to be a little concerned. Only 10 runs in 6 games. That's embarrassing, right?
Yeah, no. So 10 runs in 6 games is insane. What's happening right now is this offense is not your typical offense. You're missing Max Muncy, who really started to come into his own. No Tommy Edmund, who's actually just kind of back but still injured. Teo is out. Your 5 and 6 hitters are Michael Conforto, who you guys know very well.
Oh yeah.
When they signed him at the beginning of the season, I said, "Why are we signing Michael Conforto?" And he's proven me right by being pretty terrible. Was he this bad with you guys?
A little bit less bad, but kind of bad. Yeah.
Kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this offense that you're seeing right now in this 10-game, you're seeing in the 5th spot is Michael Conforto, and the 6th spot is Hyesung Kim. That's not going to happen when it moves down the line. And also, the fact that Shohei, Mookie, and Freddie are all slumping at the exact same time, I'm not worried about that whatsoever. They're professionals, professional hitters.
Yeah, Greg Bergman, ESPN LA, handles their Dodger coverage. Greg, like, give us a sense of what you know about the Shohei-Ohtani pitching plan, both Saturday and going forward.
Okay, so he is going to be pitching no more than 45 pitches for quite some time. He's in however long that takes him. Sometimes it's 2 innings. Eventually, they'll ramp up to 3 innings. But the plan is for him to be, by September or the end of August, to be getting up to 5 to 6 innings and be ramped up completely for the playoffs. So 5 to 6 innings total. He will not be back to his full self pitching until next year. So this is all being done in a methodical way, that they are doing it the right way, having guys like Ben Kasperius or Justin Robleski or Emmett Sheehan following him as a piggyback on top of him.
What about the rest of your pitching? Because been injured all season long. I know you guys just got Glasnow back, and I think Blake Snell. Hope you're enjoying the Blake Snell experience. He's on a rehab right now. When do you expect the rotation to be back to fully healthy?
So I think that's actually pretty soon, after the All-Star break for sure. Glasnow is back, and he looked good. Now, Glasnow is a guy that if his foot slips a little bit, he's going to be done for an entire game and maybe go on the IL again. But for the most part, he's back now. Blake Snell seems to be right around the corner. You had him too. He seems like he's a baseball nerd and wants to be out there. Huh. I don't feel like this is the same type of thing where Glasnow needs everything perfect. I think Snell actually wants to pitch and is gunning to be out there as soon as possible.
That's an interesting comment I'd like to explore a little further, Greg. You think that Blake Snell is a baseball nerd who wants to be out there. Where does that perception come from?
So since he got here, all I've ever seen from him and all the reports have been that he's in the bullpen and he's working with Clayton Kershaw and he's looking at film and he's looking over all the game tapes and he's going through everything to try to be the best pitcher that he can be. This is also kind of how he works. He goes on the IL for a little bit and then is nails the rest of the way through. So I have really high hopes for Snell as soon as he comes back, honestly, way more than Glasnow.
Yeah, no, he's a great pitcher. I found him to be kind of an odd dude. I think the Giants did too. Like, I wonder how it kind of lands with you that, like, he pitched the way he did, including a no-hitter for the Giants last year, and then as a free agent, they flat out did not call. Like, they were not interested in keeping him.
I did not realize that's how it went. I thought we just kind of took him from you. So you said that they did not reach out to him. It seemed like the Dodgers said, hey, you pitch really well against us. You need to come be a part of this pitching staff that's going to be, when fully healthy, and it's hopefully there soon, the best pitching staff baseball has ever seen.
Yeah, no, this was very much like when an ex boyfriend or girlfriend shows up at the bar with someone new, but the former person's like, I didn't want you anyway.
Okay, so it's a little bit of that.
A little bit of that. Greg Bergman handles Dodger coverage for ESPN LA. Hey, Greg, how would you answer this? Because, you know, I lived in LA for a long time, so my people up here, including my producer Lucas, he did, like, right before the show goes, hey, do Dodger fans hate the Giants in the same way that Giants fans hate the Dodgers? How would you have answered that?
100%, yes. Giants are our only true and real rival. That's it. It's the Giants. Every day. In every single moment. This goes back all the way to New York. Yes. Hate the Giants, want nothing to do with the Giants, want them to lose every single game, go 0-162.
But what is it about the Giants and their fans that you don't like?
Well, I mean, we just hate each other in every sense of the way. When we go up to Pac Bell, AT&T, whatever you call your park now.
Oracle,
see, exactly. It changes every year. So that's annoying in itself. And then when you go up there, the Giants fans hate us and boo us and get into fights with us. And then when you guys come down here, we hate you and boo you and get into fights with you. That's just kind of the way it works. Giants fans and Dodgers fans do not mix. And all the people down in San Diego that think they're our rivals, that is just complete nonsense.
Okay, well, it feels like there's a lot of players on the Dodgers that feel like the Padres are the rival. I know Max Muncy came out last month and said, no, to hell with that. It's Giants-Dodgers always has been that way. But there's a lot of people in that Dodgers clubhouse, I think, that feel like they're more threatened by the Padres, which pisses us off up here. But I'm with you. It's always Giants-Dodgers.
It's always Giants-Dodgers, but that's on the play on the field. I think more fans are Giants are the rivals. The players, and I mean, honestly, when was the last time the Giants really have been a threat to the Dodgers? It was, 2019, 2020, 2021, somewhere around there?
2021. Always,
2021, sure. So that every other year besides that, it has been the Padres. So the players on the field are fighting with Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis, and we had Machado here. And he had that whole thing, if you remember, where he bet a Dodger fan his salary if the Dodgers won the World Series first. Didn't pay up on that, Manny, did you?
Mm.
So the players, they have that back and forth. But the fans, the true fans, know that is Dodgers, Giants, and that's it.
You ever been up here to this ballpark, Greg?
I have. It's beautiful. I love walking down the hill and being able to walk right into the stadium. My brother lived there for years. and I used to go to games all the time. It's a beautiful park.
Did you ever order a hot dog while you were here?
I did not. I did not eat the Dodger dog, though. The new Dodger dog is not a Dodger dog.
What happened? What happened?
It's no longer Farmer John. And when it's not Farmer John, it's not a real Dodger dog, and it tastes completely different, and it doesn't taste good.
Okay. Are you aware that the last Dodger dog sucked, too?
No, that's nonsense. That's just completely false. That's nonsense.
I was there, Greg. I went. It's literally, like, in the dictionary next to overrated is a picture of that dog.
100% wrong. There's everything you're saying. And this is only saying this because you're a Giants fan and you're up in San Francisco.
Hey, Greg, you guys a fan of the participation trophy Kershaw got going to the All-Star game?
Hey, if this was the only time it ever happened, yes, I would be a little upset by it. But this is not. It's happened before. Miguel Cabrera has had it. Albert Pujols has had it. The guy got 3,000 strikeouts, man. Doing it on one team. There's only been one left. He's the only left-hander to do it on one team. That's 20 people in total. You got to give that to Kershaw. Let him just be an honorary dude. Nothing wrong with that.
Greg, you're a great sport. I will let you leave us with this. Which is more special to Dodger fans? Last year's championship or the third of a title that they won 5 years ago?
That's just a shot that's not necessary. Everybody had a shot at it. You had a shot at it. It didn't work out. It is a real title, and the Lakers have a real title too, but definitely last year, because that was fun. I was also at game one where Freddie Freeman hit the grand slam, and it was amazing, the best sports moment of my life. So, yeah, last year's is better.
Huh, that's interesting. Why is last year's better than the previous one?
They're both amazing. I wasn't at any of those games. I was at the World Series, and also it was against the Yankees. So,
okay.
A little different. I'm not going to your 162 nonsense that I think you're trying to get me to.
Oh, I mean, I don't even need to argue it. It's too easy to argue. Like, it was a third of a season. It's a third of a championship. If the Giants had won it, it would have been a third of a championship for them too.
Absolutely not. You would have said it was all real. Everyone who has everything I'm saying is what you would be saying.
By the way, I hated the Dodger dog when I lived there too, Greg. That's a fact.
No, I don't think you did. Right. I think you only did it as soon as you got to San Francisco.
All right. Hey,
when you were working me in radio, you loved it.
That's it was free. So, yeah, I would eat it. But, I mean, anyway, good to hear your voice, buddy. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Greg. Greg Bergman, ESPN LA's Dodger coverage. The Dodger dog stinks, dude. It always has. When I work down there, I'm like, people talk about this? What is it to say about it?
I mean, he also told on himself, saying that 2024 meant more than 2020.
And of course.
The right answer.
Completely, yes. The right answer. Yes. Yeah, obviously. All right. We will get the stench of all of that off of us here over the next 45 minutes, and then Hunter Pence will join us, and it'll really, really help. 888-957-957 is the number. Grandy is here. It's Willard and Dibs. Yeah, I'm going to give him a stray because he's not here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dibley could win at nothing. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, I know it sounds harsh, but...
Did you actually say it twice live?
No, they're looping it. Nah. They're looping it. Dan Dibley could win at nothing. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
Yeah, that's
Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
On a loop.
Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
It appears
likely... That will be used again in the future.
Probably.
When Dan comes back.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a stray because he's not here. Dan Dibley could win at nothing. Yeah. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
I mean, listen.
Okay.
Draymond Green, stand on what you say. And I will.
Stand on it.
I will. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
There's not a sport that he could beat the entire group out. That doesn't exist.
Currently.
Yes, that's
currently.
What we're doing. We can't go back in time and have these contests back in 1998. That'd be fun.
I mean,
that'd be great.
You better be careful. On Wednesday, he called us because he thought we were talking trash about him, but we weren't. Now we actually are.
And now we are. He not listening anymore. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
I know where he is right now.
Oh.
If he's listening, he's just doing life wrong. That's just, you know what I mean?
Fair.
Like, y'all want to talk trash about me during the show next Thursday?
Oh, yes.
Do it. I dare you.
And all of the following week.
Do it. Do it. You will not get a phone call out
Noted.
Of me.
I'm going to set a reminder on my phone.
3:30 next Thursday. Go crazy.
Yeah, instead of talking about Niners at training camp, we're just going to be unloading on everything we hate about Mark Willard.
Please, you should do an entire show. Actually, not a bad idea. Probably get some calls. A lot of them.
Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
You know what I don't hate?
What do you not hate?
I don't know if you saw this, but the Giants put out a conversation with Kipe and Barry Bonds on YouTube.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see this?
I saw him talking about the at-bat against Gagne.
So it was like a long 20-minute video on YouTube, and he talked about a lot of his like big home runs.
Okay.
The little snippet that they posted on social media was the famous Gagne home run in 04. And I could listen to Barry talk about his plan at the plate literally all day long.
Dude, it's bananas.
The specific Gagne story that he told, first pitch of the at-bat, I think Gagne goes like inside off the plate like 100 miles an hour, and Barry's like leaping out of the way. And he says, I thought he was going to like break my rib cage with that pitch. And then Barry said, what one lesson that my dad taught me early.
This is, by the way, everybody listen to this.
Amazing
story.
This
is great, and it is absolutely incredible. Go ahead.
One lesson that my dad, Bobby Bonds, taught me early was when you got a pitcher that throws that hard and he's coming inside on you, you want to turn around and pull it. Pull it like as far as you can. It's so funny the way Barry tells us, because only he could like have a pitch off the plate inside and barrel it and pull it foul. So the next pitch, or later on in the at bat, Gagne throws the same pitch, fastball 100 plus, off the plate in, and Barry, knowing what his plan was, swings, pulls it into McCovey Cove, but pulls it way foul.
Yeah.
And then what apparently his dad Bobby told him as a kid growing up was, you do that, you pull 100 plus foul, they're not going to go inside again. You look off the plate. Next pitch, Gagne throws him a fastball off the plate, or at least away.
Outside corner.
And Bonds takes it to center field, home run.
Home run.
But it's like only Barry could do that.
Imagine that concept, that a power hitter, a great player, or any baseball player, I guess, for that matter, would be pulling a ball over the fence foul purposefully.
As a setup.
To set him up.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, only this, Barry, like, great advice, and it's awesome, and I want to hear that. Only you could ever take advantage of that.
I mean, seriously.
Barry purposely barreled up 100 miles an hour inside foul to send a message. He hit it 400 feet foul and was like, all right, I'm going to get you next time.
And he did. And he didn't miss it.
What?
I mean, I've heard so many, and I don't, what's so brilliant about this is that I think most of us fans, you don't get this. We don't get to hear
this stuff.
Match.
Yeah.
And we certainly don't know that kind of stuff is happening.
Every pitch.
And what I have heard, just as being a Giants fan, and you know, getting an opportunity to speak to people around the organization, is that through the years, you hear people say, talking about hitting with Barry Bonds is this crazy experience. And I think that this is an example of what they're talking about. Stuff that would never cross your mind. Or as a fan, you would never, ever think.
Purposefully pulling that 400 feet into the water.
I think simply the idea of a hitter setting up a pitcher is something that we don't think about.
We think about a
pitcher setting up a hitter, but we don't think about a hitter setting up a pitcher. It's kind of like listening to Deion Sanders talk about covering a great wide receiver.
Mm.
We think about wide receivers trying to make a move to fool the DB. But Deion Sanders used to make a move to fool the wide receiver and fool the quarterback, make the quarterback think someone's open so that they can break on the ball and do a pick six. Yeah. But that's what the greats are doing. And Barry Bonds, I mean, there's stuff he used to talk. I know I've heard people mention that, like, he would talk about, as a hitter, catching the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And he's talked about this a lot.
He said, you could throw it 105. I don't care. I'm just playing catch.
That's right. But I'm catching it with my bat.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that are like, what the hell are you talking about? but that's hitting with Barry Bonds. And Barry is so, so physically gifted that I don't think we really rate highly enough the cerebral nature of what Barry was doing at the plate.
Absolutely. And like the logic there, the lesson that he said his dad taught him, you got a flamethrower that's coming inside, just pull one, hit it hard, but pull it foul. Because then they're like, oh, he can catch up to this. I can't go back in there again. Like, that logic makes sense. It's like he reads how Gagne is going to react. But again, only Barry and a select only few Barry. Dudes in the history of the league could ever actually take advantage of something like that.
I think sometimes it happens accidentally. I can remember when I was covering the Dodgers. Do you remember a guy by the name of Brian Jordan? He was an outfielder.
He
was actually Dion Light. He played for the Atlanta Falcons, too. He played Major League Baseball.
Oh, that's right. I do remember
NFL,
that. Yeah.
Right? Played for the Braves and Dodgers. Anyway, I was down there covering the Dodgers one year while he was on the team. And the Giants were in town, and he took Jason Schmidt deep over the left field wall. Hurt my heart. Very, very much so. And it's even worse when you had to go talk to the Dodgers, and they were all happy and crap after the game. But
so
anyway,
what'd you think of that home run?
Yeah, so tell me about your stupid home run. Anyway, so you go down there, and I vividly remember this. Schmidt had thrown Jordan a fastball, and Jordan had slipped a little bit. He lost his footing, and he swung and missed. And he thought to himself immediately, he goes, I think Schmidt thinks that he blew me away with his fastball, but he didn't. I just slipped. So the very next pitch, I thought to myself, because by the way, a lot of hitting is this guesswork.
Yeah.
The ball's coming in 9,500 miles an hour. He goes, next pitch, he goes, I'm ready. He thinks he blew that fastball
by me. I can't catch up
to it. So he's going to bring it again. And I was ready for it, and I hit it into the left field bleachers. And I don't know why that stuck with me, but that was a story where I was like, but that's kind of by accident. Like, you set up a pitcher by accident. You slipped.
Yeah.
Barry's out here doing it on purpose.
I wonder how far and how hard, like, if we had the analytics on that foul ball that Barry hit, and if you haven't seen it in a while, like, that, you see the home run versus Gagne a lot, and the Giants still lost that game. I think it was like a 3-0 game in the ninth, and that was a 2-run homer. The Giants still lost 3-2. You see the home run a lot, but if you, like, want to be treated to baseball excellence, and I know at that point both those dudes probably, like, on the juice, but like it was an amazing at bat.
They both completely were. But anyway, go ahead.
The whole at bat is just like absolutely incredible. And that foul ball that he hit, it must have been like 110 off the bat and like 450 feet. Foul.
Completely.
Like, and Barry's just like, yeah, no big deal. That's okay.
Right.
I'm just using that so you can actually throw me one that I can hit out of the park in the field.
Some of the best stuff I've ever seen as far as like the former athletes and getting into the docu discussions and things like that are Bonds and Greg Maddux.
Though Greg Maddux talking about Bonds
exactly
is amazing.
Because Greg Maddux was basically the pitcher who would outsmart the whole league.
Yep.
But Barry was the guy that he was like, I ain't messing with that. Like, I'm not messing with that guy. And to hear the two of them talk about their knowledge of hitting and pitching and how they would set one another up is just incredible stuff. Greg Maddux would famously, like, there's that story of where they're sitting in the dugout. I don't even remember who was at the plate, but it was an off day for Greg Maddux. And he's watching a teammate pitch to someone, and he says to the guy sitting next to him in the dugout, you need to move. And the guy's like, why? He's like, because this guy's going to foul one off right at you. And the very next pitch, the guy moved, and a line drive came flying right by there.
Wow.
The understanding of angles and the speed with which things are coming.
Oh, Maddux was the best at that.
Absolutely fascinating. And that's the stuff where it's like, we have no clue that stuff is happening.
Yeah, and as far as like Barry Bonds goes, one, it's amazing that I hope that this continues and you see more of him talking about things like that, because I could listen to it for hours upon hours. The one thing about it's, I don't know, it's Barry was obviously an amazing physical specimen and an athlete, and in terms of like hand-eye coordination and bat to ball, there are very few people, if any, who are better than him at that in the history of baseball. A lot of people, at least people outside of this market, will always just say, well, he was on the juice. He wasn't anywhere near that good. And of course, he cheated. Like, whatever. It happened. We also, I think, generally, when we talk about Barry Bonds, we drastically, drastically downplay just how smart he was and how he used his brain to beat everybody.
You have to be. You have to be to perform that well. Okay, this conversation that we're referencing, Lucas has it. Here, take a listen. So this is Kipe and Barry Bonds.
The showdown in 2004 with you and Eric Gagne.
I said, you know, you're the most dominant. You are the dominant. Not most. You are the dominant pitcher. If you have no chance of losing, quit throwing me that rinky-dink curveball and all the other stuff. Come at me. You throw 104 miles an hour. Challenge me. Let's go mano a mano. I thought he broke my rib cage. He came in tight, and that was like 101. When he cut me inside, I was like, oh, no.
So at some point, you knew it was on.
I knew it was on. Now, you'll see me stare him down going, that wasn't the deal, brother. Okay, but if you want to play the game, we're going to play the game. I just wanted to send him a message. Don't do that.
And everybody knows it's on now.
Nobody knows but me and him. I wish everyone knew, but nobody knew but me and him. And my dad always told me that if a guy throws that hard, send him a message and pull it very, very foul, far foul, and I guarantee you the next pitch is away. And Gagne threw the next ball away, and I put it in center field.
Center field, hit one. This baby's going to go. At 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
He thought maybe I sped my bat up at that moment so he could go away, but I was a little bit smarter at that moment.
So I'm assuming that you guys ran into each other after that.
The next time I faced him, he intentionally walked me. And so I was sitting there in Dodger Stadium going, let's go. He looked at the mound and goes, nah, we ain't playing that this time. And he intentionally walked me.
We did that once.
He said, we did that once, that game is over. So it was kind of funny.
Well, part of that, again, I think that I have no idea what the scenario was when they faced one another again, but you referenced this. Part of why the Dodgers and Gagne went after Bonds that day is because they knew that if he homered, they were still up by one.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's do it. Let's do it. Mano a mano. Game on.
And that's Gagne year after he won the Cy Young. Like, right. Best pitcher in the game.
Right. 2002, I remember this, because same thing, get your drip ready. So I'm covering the World Series between the Giants and the Angels.
Yeah.
And Troy Percival faced Bonds in the ninth inning, and I think there was bases empty, and the Angels were up by two. So Percival's like,
all right.
I mean, he literally said it after the game. He goes, I'm like, bleep it.
Might as well.
Let's see how far he can hit it. And then he looked at us and he went, turns out he can hit it pretty far. Because Percival just came right after him, and Bonds hit one so far up into the right field seats that there was a legend about it that the ball actually went out of the stadium, which is not true because it's not possible in Anaheim. Well, like, you would have had to hit that thing 800 feet, but it, like, disappeared into one of the, like, tunnels, like, that you go down underneath the stands. And so an optical illusion got created that the ball just went into the night and never came down. It was gone. And everyone's like, did it go over the scoreboard?
And that was the moment where the broadcast then cuts to, I think, was it Troy Gloss in the dugout or someone in the dugout, and they say that was the furthest ball I've ever seen hit.
No doubt. Dude, he just destroyed that baseball. But the Angels won the game by one, and they just shrugged afterwards. There was almost like a game to some of these pitchers. They're just almost like, I want to experience this. Here, do me next. Hit a home run off me. I want to know what this is like. And man, it was just something different.
I'm old enough to, like, remember the tail end of Barry's career. Like, I very, very much remember the chase and breaking Babe Ruth's record. And I remember, like, tying Willie Mays and passing Willie. I don't remember a lot of, like, the 0-2 or the record-breaking single season after that. Like, I imagine the way that a lot of, like, maybe 15-year-olds feel right now about, like, Steph Curry. Like, maybe for like, sure, your kids feel about Steph is how I feel about Barry. Like, I wish I remembered the entirety of Barry's career, because there will never be another player like him. Never. Ever.
I don't see how there could. But, you know, then again, like, Shohei Ohtani shows up, and you're just like, man, we're never going to see anything like this again. Maybe, but, you know, I know we felt that way about Tiger Woods, and no, there has not been another Tiger, but you look at how those players affect the next generation within that sport, and the sport gets better. It gets better because of them, you know? So, but I hear you, and as a Giants fan, there's never going to be anything like that. It's kind of interesting. The number one text on our board right now, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, it, referring to Barry, says he was a savant at hitting. Which struck me because I remember that I think that that's what Jim Bowden said about Rafi Devers when the Giants acquired him. They're like, he's a savant. Now, I'm not trying to compare Rafi Devers to Barry Bonds.
I think you just did, Willard.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm just pointing out that the same word got used, and it does kind of bring us back to something that we were talking about earlier today with regard to Rafi Devers. And I don't look at it. It's funny to me that people are like, are you concerned about it? Are you frustrated by it? Was this a bad deal? First of all, literally nothing that you've given up. Like, there's been no fallout to that at all in terms of what you gave up, number one. But number two, I really do thumb my nose at this idea of, are you frustrated or are you worried about Rafi Devers? I look at it very different. I can't wait for this guy to actually show the Giants fan base what he's all about, because I don't expect every baseball fan to know what's happening in every stadium around America. And Rafi Devers is not Aaron Judge. Therefore, he does not get that kind of coverage. And I've been fascinated at how many Giants fans I can tell, like, you don't know who Rafi Devers is. This is not a question mark. Okay? It's just not. This is not a question mark. If the Giants acquired Fernando Tatis Jr. and he hit 220 for 20 games, would you be like, I don't know about this dude? If they acquired Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman and he hit 220 for 3 weeks, would you be like, we got sold a bill of goods? You wouldn't, because you know those guys, because they're in your division. That's who this is.
Well, okay, you cannot be worried, and you can fully expect him to perform the way he has for the majority of his career from here on out, and I'm with you that I think he will. You can be frustrated that it hasn't happened yet. I mean, he's hitting 220. He's hitting 220. You can be disappointed the way he's performed so far.
You can be frustrated all you want.
225 in 22 games.
All right.
It hasn't been good.
Well, and no, and for the first part of that, what coincided with it was a 1-5 week against the Marlins and White Sox, and so everybody was really ticked. But he's been doing the exact same thing as they then arrived, and halfway through the Arizona series, they clicked it on. And now they've won 6 of 8. It's like, okay, Like now there's no frustration.
Chapman also came back, which was big. But.
I mean, like, I don't know, man. Everybody's allowed to be frustrated on any given night. You know what I mean? Like, of course you can be frustrated. But I don't think that there's any room whatsoever to question Rafi Devers, the player, or the Giants for making the move.
No, absolutely not. Now, you do have him for 8 years.
Yep.
And by the end of the deal, he's going to be 35, 36. And in order for you to feel good about the investment you made, he's got to take advantage of his year, age 28, 29, 30 season.
No doubt.
So, like, there is also pressure on him. Like,
oh, for sure there's pressure.
I mean, player with the most pressure entering this series for either team, it's Devers. It's not like perform or else, but it's like there's a lot on your plate. You're the number one dude in this lineup against a team that has a lineup full of number one dudes.
I could make a case for some other people that are on the list as well. You're not wrong, but I also I remember Bowden saying that a lot of times when people are transitioning, when you really, really get that bounce that you're looking for, sometimes is all the way into the second year. Now, I'm not saying we can wait till next year on this, but you do look at what is happening with Adames at the halfway point of the season. You're like, oh, some things are starting to feel comfortable now.
Yeah,
I'm not thinking that it'd be great if he does. He obviously has the talent to do it, but I'm not sitting here like, Rafi better perform this weekend or else. It's still 20 to 25 games into his Giants tenure. If it's going to be 8 years, I'm just not like, I'm not going to put that kind of stock into one game or one weekend.
No. I mean, I'm not like here telling you that they should have never made the trade. But, I mean, if I would have told you through 22 games of him as a Giant that he was hitting .225 with two home runs, you would have said,
a little bit of a bummer.
That sucks. Yeah,
that's a little bit of a bummer. Yeah. It'd be nice for him to put one in the bay.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Maybe do two of this series.
Or as Max Muncy says, the ocean.
Max Muncy.
Least favorite Dodger Giant moment of all time. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Hunter Pence in 20 minutes. Your phone call's always welcome, 888-957-9570. Dave Fleming talked about Rafi Devers earlier this week with the Joes in the morning and said some stuff that I think you probably want to hear on this conversation. We'll have that for you next. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.